Hello and welcome back to English for You. I'm Seb.
And I'm Rainbow.
Okay, so Rainbow, we've been talking a lot about jobs lately.
Yes.
About asking your boss for a new job.
Ooh.
What was the last time you had that kind of conversation?
You know what? I cannot remember. That was probably a long time ago because I usually leave the company before I have to get another job from that position.
Mm.
So I actually don't remember whether I requested for something else.
Mm. So you're very free-spirited, right?
Very free-spirited.
Yeah. So a lot of asking for jobs. In fact, that is what we were looking at last episode, wasn't it? We had Mac, who had been manning the front desk for about a year, and he was after a new job. Okay, requesting a new job.
And it was totally different from the previous job that he had as manning the desk for the hotel. So it was very bold of him to make a request.
Yeah. What job was he doing?
So he was going to man the desk and he wanted to get a new job as a sous chef.
Wow. Okay, yes, he wanted to become a sous chef, the second most important chef in the kitchen. Okay, and he also talked about his responsibilities. Well, the responsibilities he would have. Buying supplies, so buying food, managing the kitchen, and preparing the food that was going to be served to people. So it is a very important job for a hotel, right? Very important. Okay, so in today's article, we look at asking how you would prepare yourself to ask your job for, your boss, sorry, for a job transfer. Okay, so a job transfer. Okay, how would you do that?
I would probably list my qualifications for that job and then maybe consider the person who had just left that position, talk about how being in the company for a long time would help me to fill that position well. That's probably what I would do. What about you?
I think it's very good to present it as kind of like a win-win situation, you know? Good for me, good for you. And we actually have a very good example of that in today's article. So without further ado, let's take a look.
Reading. Tips for requesting a job transfer. You're working for a company, and the position you've always dreamed of getting opens up. It's the perfect opportunity for you. There's just one problem. It's in a different department, maybe even a different city. How do you get your manager to agree to a job transfer? Here are some tips that just might make all the difference. Before you bring up the subject to your boss, it's important to do your homework. Make sure that you understand all the responsibilities and skills required for the job. Decide if you are capable of handling them. Check to see that your resume is up to date. You should have a specific, detailed plan to present to your boss. You'll need to get them to agree that the transfer is a good idea. Find a suitable time and place to discuss the position change with your manager. Don't just make it about yourself. You should show your boss that your career goals will be good for the business. If they agree that the transfer is a win-win situation, they are far more likely to approve it.
Okay, so we are back in our article now. And how does it start?
Very first sentence, you're working for a company and the position you've always dreamed of getting opens up. So when we're talking about dreaming of something or thinking about something, when you dream of something, where do you do it? Usually when you sleep, you dream of something you want, or maybe you can daydream. So when we dream about something, it means that we really want something. What would you dream of? If you could go anywhere, where would you dream of going and what would you be doing?
I have always dreamt of, I've always wanted to, always dreamt of going to Peru.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, South America.
It's so beautiful.
Up in the mountains, Machu Picchu.
Machu Picchu.
It would be a dream for me to go there.
Me too. I would also dream of going to France and drinking wine in the south of France. So when you talk about dreams, you can talk about places you're going. You can also talk about things you want to become. So for example, if you're a child and you say, I dream of becoming a star, that's what you want to be when you grow up. What did you dream of becoming when you were young?
What did I dream of becoming when I was young? Ooh, well, actually, we covered this in our last chat question. I really wanted to be a tour guide. That's a long-running thing that I wanted to. I didn't achieve my dream, though. I didn't make my dream happen.
Still dreaming of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe one day. Now, on the other hand, when you say, I wouldn't dream of doing something, it means you would never even do it. Mm-hmm. So, for example, you could say, I wouldn't dream of getting plastic surgery because it hurts and you have to fix your face up, you have to do crazy things to it. It's so expensive, there are effects, so I could never dream of and would never dream of doing it. Mm-hmm. What's something you would never dream of doing?
I think I would never dream of, like you probably, eating beef. Would never dream of it. I hate beef. I would never eat beef.
Oh.
I would never dream of eating beef. Okay, so we have another interesting word here, don't we? Open up.
Oh, yes. Mm. So open up. To become available. Mm-hmm. When we're talking about jobs opening up, that means that maybe it was closed for application and now it's opened up for application, meaning that someone has left and the position is open. So it has opened up. So you've allowed for an opportunity
become available.
To apply. Yes.
Become available.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so our next line is, it's the perfect opportunity for you. Opportunity, by the way, is a noun, and we can understand it as a time or occasion when we have the chance to do something. So, for example, Dragon Boat Festival is coming up soon, and that's great. There are a couple of extra days around the weekend which will give people the opportunity to travel to other countries, because in 2 days you can't go on holiday, right?
Oh,
two
yes,
days is
exactly.
too short. So notice how we followed the word opportunity with to do something. We often say we have the opportunity to do something, to go somewhere, opportunity plus verb. Opportunity can also mean a job that has become available or the chance for someone to move up easily in a company. These are job opportunities. We could say that there aren't many job opportunities for college graduates right now, which is sad.
Unfortunately.
But if you do find an opportunity, you should seize it or you should grasp it. Seize an opportunity, grasp an opportunity. Take advantage of it. To seize it means to, notice that you are in this situation and make the most of it. To make the best out of your current situation or of the opportunity that has become available to you. If you don't seize it, though, if you fail to seize it and things don't go right, you have missed an opportunity or you have lost an opportunity. So we have to miss an opportunity and lose an opportunity. So our example sentence for opportunity is, doing a working holiday in Australia gave Chloe the opportunity to improve her English and learn about a different culture.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Great idea, actually.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The next sentence, there's just one problem. It's in a different department, maybe even a different city. Wow. Mm. So that means this person may have to move. Actually, this is a tricky situation.
It's a tricky situation. So the article continues, how do you get your manager to agree to a job transfer? Right, so we saw a really good word here, transfer. That's a noun, and it is the process of moving something from one place to another. Notice how it starts with the prefix trans. Transfer. This comes from a Latin word which means across or beyond. So very often when you see a word that starts with trans, it has something to do with change or movement. So think about transport, so vehicles, cars, buses, translation, which is when you write the words from one language into another, or transgender, which is someone who feels that their true nature is not the same as the sex they were assigned at birth. So back to transfer, and we can use it in lots of different ways. But in the article, and quite often in real life, a transfer is what happens when a person moves from one job to another. We can also call this a job transfer. Transfer can also be used, or transfer, by the way, transfer, you can use both. Transfer can be used as a verb, again, meaning to move from one place to another. The student transferred from one high school to another, or we changed planes. We could say that we transferred buses, or we transferred trains during a journey. I flew from Taipei to London, but transferred at Hong Kong. So the first plane to Hong Kong, second plane, Hong Kong to London. Our example sentence for transfer is, after 3 years working for AMC in Taipei, Abby applied for a transfer to their Shanghai office.
Okay, so next sentence of the article says, here are some tips that just might make all the difference. Mm. Now we have the phrase making all the difference, which means to have a very noticeable effect on a thing or situation, to be very important for, or to matter very much for. For example, I can say, working with amazing people can make all the difference for your job. It's really nice when you actually like your colleagues and you can have a chat with them and you're not angry that you have to see them every single day.
Yeah.
Okay, next sentence. A good night's sleep and a bit of exercise can make all the difference to your outlook on life.
Good piece of advice.
Yeah. Mm. So sometimes you're like, you know, I just need to sleep. And then you feel a lot better and more positive. Finally, one more piece of advice. A few kind words at the right time make all the difference if you're upset. So remember, if you see somebody that's a bit sad, give them a few kind words of encouragement and it could make all the difference in their lives.
What great pieces of advice. So our next line is, before you bring up the subject to your boss, it's important to do your homework.
But he's an adult. Why does he have homework?
Oh, no. It does not mean to do your actual homework. This is a very special phrase, and we're going to take a closer look at it now.
Pocket phrase go!
For the meeting, you had better do your homework. 啊？什么？你说？但学校今天没有回家作业，要做什么作业？不是不是，我知道 homework 确实有回家作业的意思，但我刚刚说的可不是学校发给你那种作业了，而是说呢，你在做某件事情之前要充分的做好准备的工作，就像我们中午常常说的要做足功课的意思啦。因此 ，before the meeting, you had better do your homework。意思就是说，在会议之前，你最好啊要充分的做准备啦。想当初我啊进这个史塔克也是非常认真的研究了这间公司，做足了准备才去面试哦。I did my homework for the interview. I did my homework for the interview. 突然想到啊，你知道我最气 Tony 哪一点吗？就是啊。每次约会他都草草了事，做一些让我很傻眼的事情。像上次啊，他送我一种我超讨厌味道的香水，还带我去吃那种很不浪漫的餐厅。我就问他， Did you do your homework before taking me out on a date? Did you do your homework before taking me out on a date? 带我去约会之前，你是有没有好好的做功课啦？同学们千万不要像他这样子好吗？真的是太不 OK 了。
Do your homework. Okay, good phrase here that we use a lot in spoken English. You'll be pleased to hear that your homework from school has nothing to do with this phrase. Here it means to make all the necessary preparations to do something. We often use this phrase when we're giving advice or criticizing someone for being unprepared.So, for example, John didn't do his homework before the big presentation, and it showed. He forgot his words, the PowerPoint didn't open, and a lot of what he said didn't make sense.
Okay. He should have done his homework.
He should have prepared better. So what's next?
All right, so it says, make sure that you understand all the responsibilities and skills required for the job. So make sure you do your homework, do your research.
You need to decide if you are capable of handling them. That was our next sentence. So here we talked about being capable of handling certain tasks, certain jobs, being able to do something. To be capable of is the ability to do something.This can either be a good thing, I am capable of looking after myself, or a bad thing, he is capable of murder. Scary. Notice how in both cases we followed capable of with a noun or gerund form of a verb, which would be the ing. So here we can also use capable as an adjective ahead of a noun. So we could talk about, to talk about someone who is very good at doing a specific thing. So a dancer who is very good at dancing would be a capable dancer, and a public speaker who is very good at public speaking would be a...
capable public speaker.
You got it. Okay. So what happens next? What's next in our article?
Next, we have to check to see that your resume is up to date.
Important.
So we talked about the resume, or the CV is your list of qualifications mm-hmm. and experiences that you've had. And we have up to date. So mm-hmm. when something is up to date, that means that it is current and it is the newest information with just your last job or your newest degree. Mm-hmm. And we have to constantly make sure that our resumes are up to date, especially when we're applying for a new job.
True, true. And when we put that in front of a noun, we can hyphen it. So it's up, hyphen, to, hyphen, date, adjective.
Up-to-date information.
Yes, up-to-date information. So our next line, you should have a specific, detailed plan to present to your boss. Okay, so we have a very good word there, detailed, which is something that includes a lot of information. So in this case, presenting a detailed plan to your boss means giving them a complete explanation of why you want the job, how you are going to move into the role, any problems you might face, and how you might overcome them. So lots of detail, lots of information. We could also talk about detailed studies, which are studies that have a lot of information in them. You know, reports, which are very, very long, describe a lot of things. We could talk about detailed descriptions, okay? So giving a deep description,
long.
Yeah, complete description of what someone is like. Or detailed designs. So if my shirt was covered in lots of tiny, tiny patterns and drawings, I could say that it was covered in detailed designs. We also have in detail or in great detail, which is even more, which is a phrase that we put after a verb to mean that we did that thing very thoroughly, kind of like 做得很详细 in Chinese. The boss went through his plan in great detail would be an example of this. So the boss gave a detailed description of his plan. So our example sentence is, the woman gave the police a detailed description of the man that stole her purse.
Ooh, so important. He's going to make sure mm-hmm. that somebody draws it down so they yes. can try to find the thief.
Yes, get that purse back.
Next sentence, you'll need to get them to agree that the transfer is a good idea. So we can't go ahead and do that on our own because mm-hmm. as every company and employee situation, we have to have a win-win where it's mm-hmm. good for both parties.
Mm-hmm. And then we also have to find a suitable time and place to discuss the position change with your manager. Next line. That was the next line, sorry. So suitable here was a very good word. It is when we want to find a suitable time and place to talk to our boss, we are using this adjective suitable to mean something that has the right qualities of a particular person, time, or place. So if I come into work wearing swimming shorts and sunglasses, that's not really suitable clothing for the office. Why? Well, because it wouldn't be very professional. In fact, it would be unsuitable for the office. That is the negative form of suitable. We could also talk about things being appropriate, suitable, appropriate, meaning the same thing, or inappropriate, unsuitable, and inappropriate, meaning the same thing. Okay, so our example for suitable is, these shoes are comfortable, sturdy, and waterproof, so they are suitable, so they're suitable for going on long hikes. So what do you think of my clothes today, Rainbow? Do you think they're suitable for the office?
I think they're very suitable.
Thank you.
Looks good. Mm-hmm. All right, and last sentence says, don't just make it about yourself. You should mm-hmm. show your boss that your career goals will be good for the business.
Yes, very important.
Okay, so a career is the job or series of jobs that you do during your working life. Now, a career is a line of work that's related or a field that you want to be involved in, as opposed to just singular jobs that are unrelated. So when we talk about different types of careers or different types of jobs, we can talk about a political career, which means he's a politician or somebody working in the administrative office to a politician. A person can have an acting career, so he might be an actor. Legal career, he's a lawyer. Or we have a teaching career where the person is a teacher. Okay, so our example sentence, Susanna became so wealthy during her successful business career that she was able to retire early. Wow, that's a great career.
Okay, so we are on to our last line now, and it is, if they agree that the transfer is a win-win situation, they are far more likely to approve it. Okay, we actually heard this phrase at the beginning when we were chatting, win-win situation, which is a situation where you cannot lose. Everybody is going to win. Hooray! The opposite of this, though, would be a catch-22, which is a situation where no matter what you do, no matter who you talk to, no matter where you go, you are going to come out of the situation worse off. You are always going to lose. You cannot win. Okay, so we have one last little bit of vocabulary here. Approve, which is a verb. Here, this means to agree to something. So the article is basically saying your boss is far more likely to say yes to your plan. We can also use approve plus a preposition to mean the preposition of to mean give support or like. So, for example, my mother did not approve of my new boyfriend, for example, would mean that she did not like him at all. She did not approve of him. Remember, you can't use approve in this way without the of. You must say approve of if you want to say like or agree with. Otherwise, it would sound like I was applying for a boyfriend from my mother, which would be pretty weird, right?
No one does that. That would not make sense.
So our example sentence here is, Kerwin-je has approved plans to open 3 new schools in Taipei.
Nice.
Okay. Well, we are at the end of our article for today, but there is just enough time to go through to our For You chat. So let's take a look at that now.
For You chat.
All right, welcome to our For You chat. What would you do if your boss did not approve of your transfer plan? Seb, what would you do?
Well, to be honest, I think if I was asking for a transfer, I would probably have already made up my mind that I didn't want to carry on working in my current position.
Makes sense.
So first I would try seeing if there was some way to convince him that me going to the new job would be, you know, some kind of win-win situation. Good for the company, or perhaps I could say that I would be better off. You know, I would be able to grow and that's part of my plan. Maybe that way I could convince him. But if that didn't convince him and I still wasn't getting the transfer, it might be time to say goodbye.
You know?
Yeah, because when you're stuck in a rut, you got to get out, you know?
Yeah.
What would you do?
Probably the same thing. If I was applying for a transfer, it would mean I'm sick of my old job already, or I think it's run its course. It's probably been a bit of time, and now I'd be looking for something new. Probably.
You're ready for the next step.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Probably the next step.
Yeah. Okay, well, and now it's time for you guys to discuss what you would do if your boss told you that you couldn't have that important job transfer. But for us, it is time to head back to those ruts that we work in. For English for You, I'm Seb.
And I'm Rainbow.
We'll see you next time.
Tips for requesting a job transfer. You're working for a company, and the position you've always dreamed of getting opens up. It's the perfect opportunity for you. There's just one problem. It's in a different department, maybe even a different city. How do you get your manager to agree to a job transfer? Here are some tips that just might make all the difference. Before you bring up the subject to your boss, it's important to do your homework. Make sure that you understand all the responsibilities and skills required for the job. Decide if you are capable of handling them. Check to see that your resume is up to date. You should have a specific, detailed plan to present to your boss. You'll need to get them to agree that the transfer is a good idea. Find a suitable time and place to discuss the position change with your manager. Don't just make it about yourself. You should show your boss that your career goals will be good for the business. If they agree that the transfer is a win-win situation, they are far more likely to approve it. Vocabulary Review. Opportunity. When Greg learned that his company was adding a position based in Spain, he jumped at the opportunity to work there. Transfer. Selma was excited to learn that she would be getting a transfer to her company's offices in New York City. Detailed. This illustration Haley made is so detailed. Just look at the expressions on the faces of all those tiny people. Suitable. I don't think Matthew is suitable for a teaching job. He doesn't have much patience for mistakes. Career. Carla began her writing career at a very young age. Her first book was published when she was 15. Approve. My boss just approved the topic for my speech, so I'm going to start writing it tonight.